Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, welcome to hour number three on a Meatloaf Monday. All right, so we have now run the gamut. We talked about, is there a Harris doctrine? That's debatable. I call it the doctrine of ambiguity, maybe. We also spent some time going through sports with JP, and now we're going to jump on to a different topic. I've got Dipper number two scheduled as the immigration nation, but what better way to kick it off than by bringing in Alabama's senior senator, Senator Tommy Tuberville, who is, I mean, he's really got a burr under his saddle right now about a thing called the SAVE Act, and I agree with this. I mean, this is a thing that needs to happen, and so we're going to talk about immigration issues and, oh, by the way, the SAVE Act. On the phone with us right now, Senator Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for making time for us today. Listen, by the way, I don't know if you heard it. This is a total aside, but I just saw a flash across the screen that actor James Earl Jones has passed away at 93 years old. So there's an icon we just lost.
Oh, my goodness. What a great voice, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, there's no other voice like that. But
no.
Well, anyway, no. Listen, Senator, the SAVE Act. I mean, we had a thing happen just the other day. We made national news in Alabama because they just arrested an illegal immigrant who apparently had registered to vote under someone else's name and had voted in the last two presidential cycles. So we know it happens, and that one happened right here in Alabama. And then there's the SAVE Act. Talk to us.
Well, SAVE Act, for those of you listening, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility. That's all it means. In other words, if you're an American citizen, you get to vote. If you don't have proof of that being an American citizen, you don't get to vote. What an idea, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to vote, you have to have identification. We are being fought by the Democrats tooth and nail, Bill, about getting this on the floor of the Senate. I think the House is going to be able to get it in the continuing resolution. It might have a chance to pass there. If it does, it'll come to the Senate, and the Democrats, every one of them will vote against it. I heard Senator Kelly the other day says, why do we need that? It's already illegal to vote if you're not a citizen. Well, it's also illegal to shoot somebody in the head. If, you know, that's illegal also. But people don't go by the law for some reason, especially a lot of these Democrats. So what we want to do is make sure that this election is fair. And I will say this, Bill, I've been all over the country, and people are worried about the economy, the border, and crime, and all those things. But you know what? The first question is, Coach, are they going to make this a fair election this time? That really sums it all up.
Yeah, it does, and it's really not too much to ask. I mean, most countries in the world actually, those who vote actually protect their vote a lot better than we do, which is kind of antithetical to common sense. But so here we are, the leader of the free world, and yet we don't require something of our citizens to prove that they have the right to vote. So yeah, Coach, I mean, I think that, let me ask you this. When Kelly, Mark Kelly says this, like, it's already illegal. Sure, it's illegal right now, but you're talking about this bill just literally requires proof, not just makes it more illegal, right?
Exactly. You got to have proof. You know, when you register, obviously, you have to have proof, and then you have to have an ID. There's, I think, Phil, there's 18 or 19 states that you don't even have to have a driver's license.
Yeah.
You don't have to have identification. I mean, the Democrats have absolutely lost it, and all they want is power. They want to be reelected. They want to do everything they possibly can do to keep control of this country and turn it into a socialist, communist country. We're going to fight back. I tell you, we've had this out there. Mike Lee and I started the SAVE Act months ago, but I think this is going to really have an opportunity to make it to the House floor under Mike Johnson, hooking it on to the budget, and also the same thing in the Senate. But again, it won't pass, but it'll show you where the Democrats stand on going by the law.
Yeah, so for those who don't know out there, the CR, the Continuing Resolution, is the ability to keep funding government. Schumer won't bring a real budget to the floor, so we'd have to do the CRs to keep things moving and paying the bills. But then you're actually using the power of the purse right now and trying to couple the SAVE Act to the budget. Has Schumer said that he's going to decouple it immediately, or what's he going to do?
He'll just never bring it to the floor. And what will happen is that they'll have to, after a certain amount of time, the Democrats will start squealing, going, hey, you know, the Republicans won't bring up the CR to the floor. Well, we can continue to fund the government. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's always a blame game with the Democrats. And of course, we've got a lot of weak-kneed Republicans up here that will go along with the Democrats and get a little bit shaky over this. But instead of standing up for the American citizens and the rights and the taxpayers of this country, they give in. And, of course, I'm sick of it, and I know you are, and a lot of American citizens are sick of it, that, hey, stand up for what you believe in and make these people be accountable.
Well, and it doesn't seem like too much to ask, but we're also talking about an administration right now that has almost prided itself on having no border. So let me ask you this. We've had a new situation in Alabama. As we're talking about immigration in general, there's this parole program going right now for, I think it's Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti. And we have busloads of Haitians showing up in small town Alabama, and it's causing a pretty good bit of distress right now, and no one knows where the busloads are coming from. What do you know about this quasi-legal program that Biden's using right now?
Well, there is a law out there that says, you know, parole is meant to be used sparingly and only for humanitarian purposes only, you know, such as somebody needing an organ transplant from a relative living in another country, something like that. But, you know, this administration's taken the parole authority, they've twisted it into a mass amnesty program.
Yeah.
And, you know, through all this, they've admitted millions of people. They've admitted millions, millions of people into the U.S., letting them here, you know, they're all here to work, and they never get deported. And so basically what they're doing, Phil, is they're bending the rules of this parole system. And, if you do it the right way, there's a lot of good things about it, but this administration, they look for any avenue where to cut a corner to take advantage of the American taxpayer and American citizen to bring people in. Listen, I was in Bogota, Colombia last week, and I'm flying back from Bogota into Houston before I fly back to Atlanta and drive back to Auburn. And on that plane were 12 illegals that were on there that had all the paraphernalia in the world. You could tell they were all illegals because they had all the forms and had all the things that they had security with them, getting them to our country. That's what they're doing. They're doing all kind of illegal things, paying for these people to come in. And I'm telling you why they're doing that, just getting off this parole deal a little bit. They're doing that because they don't want them coming across the southern border because they want to be able to tell people before the election, hey, listen, we've cut way back on people coming across the border. Yeah, really. But you're flying them all in right over the border into different cities, and it's costing the American taxpayer fortune. Same thing with this parole system.
Well, you look at it and you go, my God, I mean, the parole system as they use it right now allows them to bring up to 30,000 people a month in. A month. That's another 360,000 a year that are just being flown in on the taxpayer dime.
Exactly. And they don't want any limits whatsoever. You know, you hear the word 10 million, Phil, that have come across the border. There's 15 to 20 million. If there's any. Again, I've been down there several times. It's a travesty. Our country's in trouble. These people can't tell the truth. I'm anxious to see tomorrow night in this debate of where she goes in the direction of the border. Now, I guarantee you one thing she'll bring up. Hey, listen, I'm all for this the border law that Republicans voted against. And they didn't allow it to happen. But we need to bring that back up and make it a new immigration law. Well, that immigration law allowed 5,000 a day to come into our country.
Yeah.
5,000 a day.
Yeah.
We don't need anything close to that because the American taxpayers today we're paying $10 billion every 2 weeks for these people in our country.
Well, and I don't understand how they can't see the strain that it's putting on systems, even to the extent that you've got Democrat mayors screaming at the Biden administration that they can't take anymore, but they continue to take more. I don't know where the common sense ever plays in.
Well, there's no common sense. You can't find that in the dictionary up here in Washington, D.C. common sense is not in there. And again, all they want to do is get more people in here to vote for them so they can push this socialist communist agenda Folks, we're being overrun by illegals. These illegals will be allowed to vote, unfortunately, in a lot of areas. And we're going to have a tough time winning this election. But I'm going to tell you, the American people are going to stand up and put Donald Trump in there, and we're going to stop this madness. And again, I was being in the Central America over the last couple of weeks, visiting Panama and Venezuela and Colombia. These people are looking at us, looking at me, going, "What are y'all trying to do to your country?
Yeah.
Do you not see what's happening to the socialist agenda that's in these countries down here now? We are going under. We're bankrupt. People don't have jobs. They're starving, and you're trying to do the same thing. Who come up with this brainchild in America? Well, the socialist communists of Barack Obama and all these people that have been pushing it for years, and it's going to get here, folks, if we don't step up and say enough's enough.
Well, and you know, going back to the SAVE Act again with about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left, the states that have chosen to take Alabama being one, our Secretary of State's been doing a good job of trying to clean up the voter rolls and make sure that people see what's what. I saw a Heritage Foundation put out a report recently that said that they had in Virginia, they discovered more than 11,000 alien voters were registered over the last decade. That's 11,000 that they've cleaned off their rolls. That tells you that they're signing up. We know they're signing up, and that's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and people listening will say, "Well, Coach, what are y'all doing to stop it? Y'all, we've been almost 4 years since the 2000 election. A 2020 election. Well, I'll tell you what we've been doing. We've been working very hard with seven or eight states, which really makes a difference in this country. We can't cover them all because if they have a Democrat governor and a Democrat secretary of state, you have problems because they're going to make up their own rules. But these swing states that have good people running their government, some do, some don't, then you can make sure that they go by the laws. You know, Georgia being one, North Carolina being one, some of these other swing states, Arizona. There are a lot of laws out there that they're breaking, and we brought those up. And I love what Donald Trump said last week. He said, "Listen, when I get elected, and those people that broke the laws of voting, whether it's government, state, federal, citizen that went out and voted, and broke the law by doing it, or some illegal, you will pay the price." And Phil, you know as well as I do, people don't listen unless you go by the law and you hold people accountable.
Yeah.
And President Trump's going to hold them accountable, hopefully, hope to God, that we get this thing, get him in there and get control of the Senate and the House where we can get our country back on the right track. Because right now, we are not in very good shape.
All right. Well, Coach, listen, with about 30 seconds left, tomorrow night's the debate. I got to ask you, can Kamala Harris play in the red zone? What do you think?
I tell you, I just hope President Trump lets her talk because American people need to listen to this malarkey she's pushing. Bernie Sanders said the secret yesterday on Meet the Press. Listen, she's going to say whatever it takes to get elected.
Yeah.
She is very progressive. And they don't mind, Phil. That's what gets me. They don't mind just telling the people, "Hey, we're going to lie to you, and we're going to get you to vote for us, and then after we get elected, we're getting ready to turn this place into a socialist country."
Well, I'm looking for her to go 3-and-out. That sounds good to me. But well,
listen, and that's the truth.
Senator Tommy Tuberville, we sure appreciate your time. And, yeah, we'd love to see that SAVE Act pass, so get her done.
We're working on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now. All right, that was your U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. That SAVE Act is huge. It's hugely important. I mean, you can't. There's no reason why it shouldn't get passed. Well, it's already the law. No, it's not already the law. There is no law right now on a pattern basis that requires proof of citizenship to vote, and that's all we're asking. Especially when you've got 10 million plus illegals that have flooded our borders, and we know that there's some of them signing up. Just caught one in Alabama this week. All right, Big Rig, I ran long. Take me to a break, brother. We'll do the break right now. We'll come right back. We'll keep this going, talking about the immigration nation. Oh, I got some stories, y'all. Stand by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.